Good morning. We're continuing Chayyodim, the Klal and Zion, and we're going to be learning Simon Vav. Now, in Simon Vav, Simon Zion, and Simon Ches, Chayyodim makes one starting point of an assumption which affects how we understand Vav, Zion, and Ches. Mishabur actually disagrees with that assumption. So let's clarify the point. The Rambam grapples with the question. The Shulchan Aruch discusses kedima of the pasuk, that whatever everything which is in the pasuk gets precedence. The order of the pasuk gets precedence. So he grapples with what's with chita saira, a gefen v'tena, but he reminds Eretz Hashem and Advosh. And furthermore, what's with, we said that their proximity to the word Eretz plays a role as well. So Zayas is number one to the second Eretz. Sora is number two to the first Eretz. So would that mean that Zayas goes before Sora? Or do we say that the fact that Sora is Mazonos, Mazonos is considered a bracha which is more Mevoreris, and that should override, we've been saying until now that Mevoreris, when it comes to brachas which are not Shove, Mevoreris plays a very big role. On the other hand, we know that there's a rule of Kadima in the Pasuk, and that's a rule which the Mar gives us. Maybe in that situation, that should override even Mevoreris. So the Chayyodim assumes that we look at Baruch HaMazonos as being not Mevoreris compared to the other brachas that we have to deal with. It doesn't have the mile of Kadima to let it go before the cases in the Pasuk. So compared to other brachas, it is Mevoreris. Compared to Eitz, let's clarify, compared to Eitz and compared to Adoma, normally Mazonos is Mevoreris. Compared to Yayin, Mazonos is Mevoreris. But the Mile of Mevoreris alone would not give it the ability to override the cases of the Shivas HaMinim, which are explicit in the Pasuk. The Gabi that, we don't look at Mazonos as being Mevoreris to override the milas, which are the cases are in the pasuk. So if you're discussing a non-shivas haminim food versus shivas haminim, we say the tuba brachas meeker than shivas haminim doesn't play a role. But within the pasuk itself, where the Torah specifically gave a specific order, recognizing that these are different types of foods and they're all not all the same bracha, and still the Torah gave a kedima, so the gabi that we don't use the mile of one being mevoreris over the other to decide issues. We follow the order of the pasuk. So within the order of the pasuk itself, that's going to be our defining factor. Everything else is irrelevant. Again, and the logic behind this is because the Torah gave a special kedima of the seder of the pasuk, ignoring the fact that these are different types of foods with different types of brachas. Now the brachas were not in place at the time of the pasuk was given. The brachas are tekana, which is introduced by the Anshei Kes HaGedolah. But the chashivas of the items, how the Torah wants you to look at them when coming to eat them, that's already in place, and that will have hashlachot on a deraisa level, independent of the inyan of brachas. So. Therefore, the Chayyadim says in Simon Vav, Kol Zeh Shechem Min Zayin, only one of the two is Min Zayin. Dein Lezeh Chashivas Rak Mitzad Shum Min Zayin. So compared to the other one, this is Min Zayin, this is not. Kim Hashem Yachol Lifter B'Bechosa Min HaBeiz. The bracha on one doesn't affect the other. L'mikri Chashivas Klam Mamasha Yaktim L'Varachala. So you're not giving it a Mila by making the bracha first, because the Iker Mile of the Bracha is being saying a Bracha on A and being Mertzi B. Over here, you're not being Mertzi B. The order, how you say it, that's not important. Kiva Shagam ala Bey circle work. Abu Bazai Minim Gufa Aksubim Mikro. Kiva da Kosov Akhtame. And Anami Akhtaminon, I'll be a circle work. Even though you're making Bracha on both, but the Torah but wanted you to do it in a specific order. And this order is still going to be relevant, even though you're making different Brachas. Possibly the kedima is even without any brachas. What would the Torah want you to order that you should eat them? Maybe that's considered the mile of how you're supposed to look at them. So there may be other ways to look at it, which is independent of the element of bracha. And therefore, even the situation of bracha, the Torah wants you to interface with them in this order. And that doesn't change because it's two different brachas. Anything which is, one is min zayin, one is not, so this concept is not relevant. Now, the Mishnah Berurah does not agree with this. And because Mishnah Berurah does not agree with this, some of the lachos he's going to be saying in the next two simonim are going to play out differently. Bezos, we will explain that more as we go through the next few simonim. And meanwhile, have a good day.